Amen.
With
Amen.
With it's a little different to me. It's a little different. My subject is water pots of stone. Amen. And if you'll turn with me to Psalms 24, verse 1. And we'll start there. And when you have it, thank you, Elder Allison. Elder Allison is putting it up.
Amen.
Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Can everyone hear me all right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And they that Amen. Dwell, and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Yes, I'm saying it twice because it's his. It's all his and it's all his doing. And when I began this study, one thing that I saw is he did it all for us. Everything that he did for man. He did for man. Okay. All right. Now, Apostle Todd taught us.
Amen.
When Jesus turned the water into wine, okay, his first miracle, it was not just for the wedding feast. So if you'll go to John 2, verse 6.
Amen.
But keep Psalms 24 and 1 in mind as you're listening.
Amen.
And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Now, I'm focusing on pretty much part A of that scripture. And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews. Okay. Now we know the number six is the number for man. And we also learned that hex also represents the number six, meaning six sides. Hex also means cast a spell on, bewitch, a magic spell, a curse. That stood out to me. When Jesus turned the water into wine, water representing the word, wine representing the blood, the miracle also represented the spell being broken off of man that was placed on him in the garden. Water cleansing and his blood's power expiating. Each time I read John 2:6, the word stone stood out to me. I was drawn into it. And one day when I was watching The Chosen, a TV series that is about Jesus and the disciples, Jesus asked Thomas in the series why the water pots were made of stone. Thomas answered, the stone was pure and purified and would not break. When I heard that, I had to look it up and find out and look up and find out for myself if this was true.
Amen.
And what I found was that limestone and sandstone, and there are others, are used for purification of water. Okay. And in my research, I also found the water pots from Jesus' time were discovered and were made from limestone. letting us know that this is true. That when they made pots, they made them out of limestone. I have a picture to show you, if Elder Allison would be so kind to put it up for me. A picture of the pots.
Amen.
These are the pots that were made. And I'm going somewhere with all of this. So just bear with me. I'm going to give you a little backdrop on limestone and sandstone. And it's all for a purpose. Trust me. Trust me. It's all for a purpose. Okay. As I said in my research, I found, but this is what they say. This is the article that went along with this picture. Biblical stone water jars are discovered. Sorry. Well, here's the real McCoy, discovered in an excavation some 15 feet below the Jewish quarter in the old city of Jerusalem. The stone water jars was carved and polished by hand out of one chunk of limestone and stood inside a 7,500 square foot palaeo home and probably belonged to a wealthy Cohen priestly Jewish family who lived in Jerusalem at the time of Jesus when the temple was still standing. So these that you're looking at are authentic limestone water pots. The same, it may not be the same ones that Jesus turned water into wine, but you're seeing either those or something that just like them.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Amen. Now, when you think of these water pots, because we know Jewish law is that their food and water all had to be clean. All right. And so when the water that they were drinking was now pure, it had been purified just by sitting in the pots. And I looked up the word purify. Purify is to purge, cleanse, make pure, clear, free, remove contaminant from, unburden, redeem, sanctify, deliver, lustrate, make ceremonial clean. And that means a ritual bath to purify the soul. Sounds like baptism to me. It really did. It made me think of what we learned about baptism.
Amen.
And as I was reading about limestone and sandstone, I learned that they are used for all types of construction. Homes, temples, foundations, TV screens, glass, computer chips. These purifying stones are found all over the world. And where they are not found, they are brought in for all kinds of uses. Now, I have an article also that gives us a little bit more information about the use. And as I said before, bear with me because I am going somewhere with all of this.
Amen.
There's a very, all right, listen to this. Limestone is a rock with a diversity of uses. It could be the one rock that is used in more ways than any other. Most limestone is made into crushed stone that is used in road base, railroad ballast, foundations, drain fields, concrete aggregate, and other construction uses. It is fired in cayenne with crushed shale to make cement. Crushed stone is often looked upon as one of the lowest of commodities. However, it is used for such a wide variety of purposes in so many industries that it should be elevated to a position of distinction. Mm. It is the geological commodity upon which almost everything is built. When I heard that, I just have to say that I was blessed. And the reason that I was blessed, because the Lord was showing me something at this point. And I'm going to read right now, John 1 and 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Wow.
And when he finished making everything he made, he said it was good. And as I said in the beginning, he made it for us. He made it all perfect, because what I was seeing with the limestone and the sandstone and the other varieties is that they are all over the world. And you heard me read the article. It is said that they're in almost everything that was built. And they are a purifying agent. And all I could see is his plan from the beginning. Everything was going to be perfect.
Hallelujah.
Everything was going to be pure. Everything was going to be plentiful.
Amen.
There was going to be no lack of anything. There was going to be nothing missing. There was going to be none of that, because there is plenty. There is plenty in our minds have been so conditioned by the enemy to see consistently, seeing lack, seeing sickness, seeing death, seeing not enough, seeing evil. I mean, even in our streets, our very streets are made with these. Our very highways are made with limestone and sandstone commodities.
Amen.
They're made with these things. The walls in the buildings, the foundations on our floors, that's what they're made from. And it's all over the world. Where they don't have it, they bring it in. Because I found out limestone is found in the ocean. It's found in brooks and streams. That's when they tell you, if you are along a road and there's a brook or a stream, you can drink that water just like it is. It's already purified. It's purified for drinking.
Amen.
I mean, this is what he's done for us. This is what he's done for us. He's made it all available. But unfortunately, our minds have been so conditioned that we haven't been able to appreciate and realize how to the lengths. We know the greatest length that he went to was sending his son, and his son giving his life. But there are other lengths as well in making sure that everything around us, in the beginning, everything around was going to be so perfect. There was going to be, as I said, nothing missing, nothing lost, nothing to want because everything was going to be right there. He made this earth. He made everything. And when he made it perfect, and he made it for us. If we stay in the truth, he accomplished it all on the cross. And he has let us know in the last message, and in several messages over time, he is going to condition our minds to believe, to know that it's true. He is leading us back to the beginning.
Wow.
He is taking us back to the beginning, to that beginning place. We were talking last night on being propitious. And we were saying how every time we are propitiated, we are now propitious. And Elder Allison was sharing with us one of, I believe, a Greek word, the origin Greek word. I don't remember what it was, but I know I remember what it meant. The Greek word for propitious means success and favorable. So every time you are propitiated, every single time,
hallelujah,
the grace of God, the expiation force and power of God brings you to a place of propitiation, you are in your wealthy place.
That's right.
You are in your wealthy place right there.
Hallelujah.
Right there, you're in your wealthy place, people of God. So can you see why he would say to us to give a more earnest heed, to be in there as often, more than necessary?
Hallelujah.
You can see it. You can see what he's done. I know the limestone and the sandstone are very simple, but they weren't simple to me when he was showing me this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were not simple to me. I could see his plan in this. I could see his plan of what his even now, his plan has not changed, people of God. His plan has not changed. Do you think the enemy would be able to change the mind of God because of what he's brought here? Those are still his plans towards us. They never changed.
Glory. Amen. Amen.
His world will not come back to him void. He knows his plan that he has for us, and that will not come back to him void. If we stay in the instructions, if we stay in the rhema,
hallelujah,
more than necessary, stay in the fellowship with the Father and the Son, staying in the covenant of peace, the joining, stay in the bidirectional faith. Salvation and success is ours. This is what he caused me to see in the study of stone water carts. That's what he caused me to see. His plans, his true plans from the beginning. And I'll say it again, they have not changed. They haven't changed, people of God. He didn't have to deviate them. He didn't have to tweak them. They are his plans for us right here on earth. Mm-hmm. Glory, glory, glory when we get to heaven. Now that's a whole nother ball game. That's a whole nother story. But right here, these are the plans he has for us. Be encouraged tonight. Be encouraged to stay in what he is instructing us to do. Be encouraged to maintain, to be consistent. Be encouraged to go forth.
Hallelujah.
Just staying in his plan, staying in his study, staying in what he is saying. I mean, the if I may use the word feeling, because it is a feeling, the feeling that we get when we are propitiated. My Lord, no worries. Hallelujah. No cares, no concerns.
Hallelujah. Talk about
it. I was saying last night, a boldness comes over me to speak Hallelujah. To what belongs to me, to tell it to come to me.
That's right.
A boldness comes. And it's him. It's all him. We are in his temperament when we've been propitiated, when we're in our propitious, wealthy place. It's his temperament we're in. It's either the lion, the eagle, man, the ox, because we're going to endure. It's all him, people of God. So I encourage you tonight to stay in what he's saying. I know that's what we keep hearing over and over and over again. That's how much he wants us. Hallelujah. To be in this place that he has for us. If he has to say it consistently throughout the day to us, for it to get into our thetas, for us to believe that God is real, that he is true, that he is not lying to us, that we will see everything that he's promised. He will not let it go. He's not letting us go. He's not letting you go. He's not.
Glory.
So I just encourage you tonight. I encourage you tonight to stay in the study. Stay in his rhema. Stay in what he's saying to us. His grace is, oh my gosh, it's so wonderful. It's awesome. Because it's by his grace that he is pouring this out to us. It's Amen. By his love that he's pouring it out to us. And I just give him glory. I give him praise. And I thank him so much for what he's doing. And I know at times it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But it is going to happen.
It is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is. His promises are real, people of God. They are real. I had an experience the other day, and I'm going to close with this. I had an experience the other day. I was talking to the Lord about something that I wanted to do. And I said, but I let him know that I'm still looking and waiting for the finances so that I could do it. And I promise you, after saying that, I went to the bathroom, came back, was getting ready to get in the Rhema word. And my Zoom app is next to my Cash app. And I happened to notice that my Cash app was saying the number 2. And I was like, okay, what's that about? So I went in and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I had received unexpected money. And I had I don't know if it was 5 minutes. I don't know if it was 10 minutes, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, Lord, and because that's just, and all I could think about, and I'm being honest, all I could think about, because for me, it was the same self hour. For me, it really was the same self hour. So we can know that this is real, people of God. This is happening. We have already begun to be in our wealthy place, but as we stay in it, as it becomes our everyday place, every moment place, there's no stopping what God's going to do. There's no stopping. There's no stopping it. There's no stopping it. God bless you. Hallelujah. I love you all.
Amen.
God bless you. And I just give God glory and praise. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your people, Lord God. I thank you for your word unto your people. I thank you, Lord God, for your blessings unto us. I thank you for hearing us. I thank you for allowing us to hear you. Continue to bless your people. Continue to encourage your people, Lord God. Your children, Lord. We thank you. We thank you how you saw us. You saw us, hallelujah. Before we even were in our mother's womb, you saw us, Lord. And you chose us. We thank you, Lord, for choosing us. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of getting to even know you better. We thank you, God. We thank you. And we just want more of you. We just want all of you, Lord God.
Yes,
we bless
Lord.
And
yes,
honor
Lord.
Your name yes. and give you yes. the glory, the honor, and praise. Lay your hands on us. Lay your
yes,
hands
Lord.
On us, Lord God. Lay your hands on us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In your son's character, we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah. Awesome. Really, really, really awesome. Elder, as you were speaking, the Lord brought this scripture to me. In Psalm 72 and 19, it says, blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. As you were talking about the limestone being in every place, and with the understanding of what we have of what the glory of the Lord really is, it's his opinion, it's his point of view and his estimate. So the Lord showed me something as you were teaching. God's glory is in the earth.
Yes, it is.
Because limestone is found in everything that built.
Yes.
And God's opinion, purification.
Yes. Yeah,
strength is in purification.
Yes, yes,
I put it in everything.
Hallelujah.
If I can purify you,
yes.
And those six firkins were man. God is speaking
yes.
to us
yes.
in every,
yes,
in everything we look at with
yes.
our eyes.
Yes, Lord.
He's saying, "I want man purified
yes.
next
yes.
to me, joined to me,
yes.
so that they can prosper."
Yes, God.
They can prosper.
Yes,
they can
yes.
live in abundance. I've come to give life more abundantly. And in everything God's built, placing limestone and sandstone in it, he's prophesying purification to the earth.
Yes,
the earth will be purified with fire
yes.
one day.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Of the earth will be.
Amen.
So God's glory is already, his opinion is in everything. If we got a revelation of this, we look at just a building and say, my God, it's pure.
Yes.
He's telling me through this
Amen.
27-story building,
yes,
be purified.
Yes, 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 yes.
Be purified.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Join me. It says, Amen. Be holy as I am holy. It also says, be perfect, for I am perfect. And everything is prophesying around us this truth. Because why? Because if we're joined on this level, we will walk in 100-fold.
Yeah.
We will see the fullness of his kingdom developed and manifested.
Amen.
And joy does nothing but purify. That's really powerful. And to work with so many stones, and you have such a lot, you have a lot of meaning of a lot of the stone colors. And so I know how he blessed you in that personal study, because
oh
you're
God.
Already fascinated, you and Elder Alice, you're already fascinated in stones
mm-hmm.
and different jewels, gems,
yes.
and all that.
Yes.
And so God really took you on a journey there.
Amen.
And revealed to you his glory through the limestone. Through
Amen.
the miracle of turning water to wine.
Yes.
Amen.
And he's telling us tonight again, guys, be filled to the brim.
Amen.
Be filled to the brim.
Amen.
Let your vessel
Amen.
be filled to the brim. Deep Amen, as this, Lord. This limestone pot, purification.
Amen, God.
My goodness. My goodness, my goodness. Yeah. His whole earth is filled with his glory. Yes. Joshua sent a chat of Jeremiah 29 and 11. Jay, what does 29 and 11 say in Jeremiah?
Hang on, I'm pulling it up. Hang on.
I know, and I know you rock with the King James too.
Amen.
It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you,
yes,
for thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end."
Hallelujah, Lord.
And why did the Lord point that out to you tonight, Jay?
He gave us, and he said he got plans to give us an expected end, but he also knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
Amen, Jesus.
Yes, Amen. He does. Yes, he does. Amen. Amen.
Hey, glory.
Amen.
And I feel like he's bringing us back to that place.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Nothing missing, nothing broken, all restored.
Amen. 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 Really good message, Elder. Really good message. Tying into the totality of the truths that we've been under. It's a wonderful story being told. It's a wonderful story that's unfolding. And he is, Jay. You had just sent it in the chat. And then I don't know if Elder saw it, but you said no. He's taking back to the Jay said, "Take us back to the beginning, Lord." And then right after that, you said it.
Amen.
He said that in the chat.
Amen. No, I didn't say
that. I was like, "Go ahead, Lord. Go ahead." He wants us, man. Listen, he's coming one day for a church that, and this goes with the limestone, that will be without spot or wrinkle.
Yes.
That will be without blemish, holy and without blemish. He's coming for a church that has been sitting, whose water has been sitting in limestone.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming for that church who has been purified. And that I tell you, man, this word is what's purifying. Every time we get in it, somebody needs to know this tonight. If you've been on this line and you've been listening and all of a sudden you've come into this dimension of peace, you have to know that you're in the limestone pot.
Yeah, that's God.
You are there. You've been purified. Amen. You're in the place of being joined to the Father. Jesus. You need to know that right now. It doesn't have to be tomorrow or next week or you got to work this out. No.
Amen.
If the word has come and the expiating force of his blood has touched your mind, you are in the right place right now. You are in the place of high prosperity right now. And change is all around you.
Oh, my God.
His power is right there for you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The true riches is the expiating power of his word.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
How if he just gave you true riches? Will he not give you unrighteous mammon to take care of your bills and to take care of your needs? If he just poured out true riches. Man, listen, he just gave you the wealth of his kingdom. He gave you peace.
Hallelujah. And
if peace is in you, let it become your arbitrator. Let it argue and bring you to his expected end. His judgment, his ruling. And that's to give you all that you need and all that you're asking for.
Thank you.
Just take a look at the building you're in or take a look at the sidewalk you might be next to. Take a look at something and he's prophesying to you. I'm purifying you. The whole earth is filled with my glory.
Yes, and it is. Here,
and I'm going to purify. Darkness and light don't stop. Darkness doesn't stop.
Nope.
Both darkness and light. They're both, listen, they're both alike unto me.
Yes.
And the earth is speaking back to you. The whole earth is filled with the fact or his opinion of being purified.
Apostle.
Yes.
You can see, I could, two things that I could see in when I was in this study. Why it was a rock that Moses had to smote at the beginning, at the first time, and water came out.
He had to speak to, yeah, but he smote
it. Yes, yes. Well, he was told to smote it the first time. And the second time, he just did the same thing, but he did it out of the anger, and he was supposed to speak to it.
Amen.
But my point was that you can see why it was a rock that water came out of.
Yeah, because it's coming from a pure place.
A pure place. And the other, I can't remember what the other second thing was at the moon, because I got caught up in that one. But bless God. Bless God.
Amen.
It's just awesome. He's got us. He's got us. There's no question. There's no question.
Jesus. Wow, what a significance of the first miracle. What a tremendous significance coming out of the place of purification. Waters turned into wine. If I look at just that truth by itself, just that simple truth, water turning into wine, what costs more, water or wine?
Wine.
Wine obviously costs much more than water.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of a pure place, there's prosperity in it, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
When we're in the pureness of it, when we're in the purity, in the place of the joining, there's prosperity, and God has been ministering to that very fact. Water will turn to wine.
Yes, amen.
There's wealth.
Yes, that's so good. That's good right there. Amen. Amen.
His wealth, and he wants us in prosperity. And being purified is a big, big part of that. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
For tonight, Elder, I appreciate that so much. So there's a lot to think about in that word. There's so much to meditate on. Elder Allison said something in the chat, and she said this here. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Back over to this here Zoom and go into the chats here. Elder Allison made mention. Let's just read some of these chats real quick. She says here, the foundation of homes is limestone, purified strength. And then she said, I'm sowing right there.
Amen.
What triggered that, Elder Allison? What'd you say that for?
Well, we've learned just in the height of our hearing, that's the perfect time to sow. So,
well, what did you hear in that? What are you saying? The foundation of homes is lamps. Did you hear a new home for yourself or something? What did you hear?
No. Just knowing purification is strength.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just see total strength there. It's awesome.
Good. That's good. Now I understand what you're saying. That the strength of the house is standing on its foundation. The foundation is its strength.
Mm-hmm.
And the foundation is made of limestone. That's good. That's really good. That's really good. That's really, really good.
Amen.
And Evangelist Darrell says, and Jesus is called. Listen, he was right there with you. And Jesus is called the Rock of Ages.
Yes, he is. That's right.
And the chief cornerstone.
That's right now. That's right. That's right.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Jay says, every time we get in this Rhema word, in his Rhema, we journey back to the beginning where the Father awaits. I agree with that 100%. If we could just tap into that knowledge and recognize, man, We are in what we call the Eden, what he calls the Eden place.
Yes, sir.
Man, yes, this is the place the miracles happen. If we could just, oh God, condition us to know that. Hallelujah.
That's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
That's what he is doing.
Amen.
Amen, God. Amen. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Excellent word. Well, tonight, if you want to sow and sow into the word, you can sow into the word. If you have a tithe or first fruit that you want to also release, you can do that under the presence of the Lord and by way of the presence of the Lord that came out of the rhema word tonight.